Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Government should scrap Irish aviation's free pass on climate by introducing an air travel tax and ensuring that the sector pays its fair share for pollution. This is according to a new report from environmental law and policy group Opportunity Green, and their CEO Aoife O'Leary joins us this morning. Aoife, are you specifically, let's get into what you're looking to see happen here.
Yeah, sure. Hi, good morning. So basically, aviation pays very little in terms of taxes. So there's no VAT. As you know, when you go to book a flight, you don't pay that compared to when you're buying almost anything else. Like, you'd probably be paying that on that great lunch you're going to have on a Friday afternoon. Similarly, when you fill up your car, you pay any amount of taxes, really. But when Michael O'Leary fills up his airplanes, he doesn't pay any tax on that fuel. And considering everything we know about climate change and how damaging aviation is, this really has to end. And also, when you think about the impacts of climate change and the amount of money we're going to need to be able to retrofit the homes across Ireland. So we have done a calculation on the basis that if Ireland brought in the same taxes that the UK had on aviation, which are relatively reasonable, you could generate $6 billion over 5 years, and that would actually be enough to retrofit about 12,000 homes.
Yeah, it's interesting, because when I saw those figures, first of all, I went, $6 billion, that's a huge amount of money. And my next question was, who is going to pay for it? And then I saw your figures that said, and that would retrofit 12,000 homes. And I thought, 12,000 homes out of all the homes in Ireland, that's a drop in the bucket.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I would say it's not nothing. For sure, we need to be doing more. And I guess, you know, like, the thing is, what the tax that we're suggesting, the UK one, is still relatively modest. If you wanted to do more than that, you absolutely could. Because if it's less than if you put a fuel tax and a VAT.
Sure, but the first question there was, who's going to pay for this?
Right, yeah. Well, so probably people who fly. And I'm not going to lie to you about that, but there's no world in which we solve climate change and aviation doesn't get more expensive. And I'm, you know, sorry to say that. Ryanair made $2 billion in profits last year. So there's definitely a part of that that they can absorb. How much they will pass on to passengers, we just don't know. It will be dynamic pricing, as they always have. So some flights will go up, some won't. But I think the important thing to remember is that 70% of flights are taken by 15% of people. So for your average family who's flying once a year, they're not really going to see very much of an increase. But it's the people who are flying all of the time that really are causing this climate problem. They should be paying for that.
Okay. Some people might argue, because we are an island here, that we don't have the options that other countries within Europe might have. So if I was in Paris and I wanted to go to Italy, I could conceivably take a train. If I wanted to do that, I could make green choices that would be better than flying. Don't have that option as an Irish person. If I needed to go to Rome, I have really no other way of doing it other than flying. Maybe a ferry and things, but it's very long, long journey
time.
Yeah, very, very difficult. So some people might say that us arguing for this is a bit like turkeys arguing for Christmas, because we would be one of the places most severely affected by any kind of an aviation tax.
Well, I think several things to that. One is, I mean, I agree we absolutely need to invest in our sail and rail infrastructure, and potentially we should be using some of the proceeds from these taxes to do that. And I would absolutely support that. Second of all, it's not going to mean that you can't fly, right? It just means it's going to be a tiny bit more expensive. So you'll still be able to do that. And also, if you actually look at Ireland's tourism deficit, so every year we talk a lot about how much tourism brings into Ireland, and that's great, and there's a wonderful tourism industry that we have in Ireland. But actually, Irish people flying abroad spend more abroad than tourists bring into Ireland. So actually, by encouraging people to fly abroad, by making flights comparatively cheaper, by not having those taxes on it, we're actually encouraging people to spend their Irish money abroad. So it's not, on the whole, good for the economy, and that has to be part of the conversation as well.
Well, and finally, are you suggesting that if people didn't travel, that that money would stay within Ireland? That might not necessarily follow on. Potentially, but it wouldn't necessarily automatically follow on.
No, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Last question, just to come back to the 12,000 homes being retrofitted at a cost of over 6 billion. That did strike me as, if that's what it's costing, 6 billion to do 12,000 homes, considering that there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of homes in the country, how are we ever going to retrofit everywhere at that kind of cost level?
Well, I mean, I think we will have to think about it very carefully and do it in a kind of holistic manner. I mean, at the moment, we're kind of just putting it on every individual homeowner whenever they're ready to do it. But I think there's various ways that we could look at different blocks and do them together. And I think that's one of the things that, if we put this tax in place and use those proceeds and put in place a really smart plan as to how to roll it out across the country and focus first on those who are in energy poverty and actually need those retrofits, much more so than some of us who could pay for those retrofits themselves, and make sure it's really targeted, that would ensure that we're getting the kind of those 12,000 that actually need to be retrofitted.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Aoife O'Leary there, CEO with Opportunity Green. Let us know, what do you think? Do you think that aviation is getting off lightly? Do you think that they should be taxed more heavily? And would you be willing to pay any costs that were associated with that? Let us know this morning on News Talk Breakfast. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.